Aaron McDonough is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Tony.
Tell us a little bit about what you do at the Michigan United Conservation Clubs.
Well, MUCC is an umbrella organization for local sportsmen and conservation organizations, and we really work throughout the state to promote hunting, fishing, trapping, and conservation.
And where do you get your funding?
We're a nonprofit, so our funding comes from a variety of different sources, from our membership dues, from grants, from donations primarily.
And there is a law that lets volunteers actually help out more with these challenging times and budgets. Volunteers are needed for the DNR. Talk about this.
Oh, we are really excited about this piece of legislation because we all know that there is more on-the-ground work to be done out there than there's currently the resources to do. But because of impediments, the department has not been able to fully use volunteers to do habitat improvements, trail grooming, all kinds of like plantings work that could be done by volunteers with volunteer resources that would just help our natural resources be better. So this bill will affirmatively allow the department to use those volunteers. It will address the liability concerns, and it will kind of open the door for local groups and statewide groups to be able to do a lot of work that's out there.
What else will the bill allow volunteers to do?
Well, pretty much anything that the department has, from they could do deer check stations, they could do wildlife openings, they could do wildlife grooming, trail grooming, both ski trails, horseback riding trails. They can do, you know, anything that's out there on the ground, trash pickup, invasive species removal. The door now is open, whereas before, state parks were the primary area where they could use volunteers, and now it's open on all kinds of state lands.
How many volunteers are there for the DNR?
I mean, MUCC alone has 42,000 members in the state. You know, obviously not every single person is going to volunteer, but groups like, you know, Michigan Pheasants Forever, Rough Grouse Society, Ducks Unlimited, Trout Unlimited, all of these people have volunteers that are waiting in the wings to do things like stream bank restoration, data collection. A lot of different, you know, groups want to participate because when people are out there on the ground helping with the resource, it's when they really form a connection and we have stewardship.
Aaron, I was about to, I think I cut you off. Were you making a point?
Pardon?
I think I cut you off. Did you want to complete that thought or?
Then when you have people on the ground doing this work in their local areas is when you really have stewardship of the land and people having that connection to the land.
All right. And if people want to become more involved, what do they do?
Well, I would recommend that people reach out to the local chapters of their sportsmen's clubs or their local, you know, Trout Unlimited, Pheasants Forever, Turkey Federation groups, because those groups have the connections with the department to help kind of put some of these projects together.
I'm not a hunter. To me, roughing it is not having a chocolate on the pillow at the hotel. I had a friend who said, Tony, I don't want somebody running up to me telling me that I'm doing something wrong when they're a volunteer.
Sure. Well, there will not be volunteer conservation officers. Most of these people will be doing habitat improvements or trail groomings, those types of things.
All right, Aaron. If folks want more information about the Conservation Club, where do they go?
They could go to www.mucc.org.
All right, Aaron McDonough. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.